Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you are, when you are, and all that good stuff. When you listen to this, you know the routine. I'm not going to do it. hope everyone's doing okay. I'm going to give my thoughts, views, opinions, whatever, on the whole iPhone thing that's going around Twitter like fucking it's exploded. Worse than a one-year-old's diaper, okay? At any rate, this is just my opinion on the whole thing. Take it as you will. If you like it or not, I don't really care, because it's just that. It's my opinion. First of all, to those of you who... and I'm going to say this part first, just because these people don't get picked on. And I'm not picking on anyone, but I'm just, you know, doing my thing. To those of you who put out all these messages about, oh, they're not getting rid of the iPhone jack, you guys are assholes, you're idiots for believing it, blah, 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 blah. You know what? Shut the fuck up. You're no better than the people who bitch about the headset jack being removed. As a matter of fact, you're more annoying because, you know what? There's more of your messages going around than there are the fucking rumors. Shut the fuck up. Drink a fucking cup of coffee. You'll be fine. Now, to those of you who believe the rumors or whatnot, well, you know what? You're entitled to your opinion. But like people have pointed out, this rumor has been going around for the past couple years now. Oh, they're going to get rid of the iPhone, the headset jack. Oh, and it's gotten bad each time. It's kind of like, you know, the boy who cried wolf is what this reminds me of. If they get rid of it, they get rid of it. If they don't, they don't. Here's my whole take on the whole goddamn thing. I love the rumors. I love watching them. I mean, you know, I actually use both Android and iPhone. Now, granted, here lately, iPhone has been my phone of choice for primary use, yes, but I still use, you know, I still look at my Android from time to time. I really need to start looking at it more than I have lately, but be that as it may, okay, I love the rumors. I love seeing which, because what I do is I'm like, oh, okay, well, let's see which one of these rumors are actually true by the time they come out. Someone on my Twitter feed said that they believe the whole removing of the earphone jack more than they believe the other rumors coming out. Okay, you're just an idiot. And I'm going to say this for a couple of reasons. One, that rumor, like I said, has been going around for the past several years. Whether it's true or not, you know, that rumor's been going around, you know, so it is kind of like, okay, you know what? We've heard this for the past several years. I don't know if I believe it or not. Now, the other rumors that are going around about the iPhone 7 are the following. One, that it might have 3 gig of RAM. Okay, I'd believe it. What if Apple's trying to keep up with, you know, some of the Android shit? A lot of your Android... Matter of fact, 3 gig of RAM is almost standard nowadays on Android phones. I'm not saying that that's what they're doing, but, you know, maybe, maybe not. Who knows? Number two, that the iPhone 7 will have an A10 chip instead of the A9 chip that the iPhone 6S has. Okay, that one's believable. Again, usually the S versions of the phones are, I don't know if I'd say minor upgrades, but usually they are. They don't, you know, do quite as much change, if any, or whatever, you know, to the S side as they do, like, the 5, the 6, and, well, coming up, the 7. Number 3, there will possibly be a 256 gig version. I would believe this one, and the reason I say this is because if you've ever looked at 4K video, and that's what a lot of people are leaving their phone on for videos, when they take their videos. Folks, those videos are fucking huge. Okay? They're fucking huge. You're going to need some sort of storage space, and considering the fact that there is no SD card on an iPhone, you're going to have to get the storage space somewhere. So, you know, that one's at least remotely believable. I think I did see another rumor about, and I don't know if I believe this one or not. I'd believe the headset jack before I believe the battery. Supposedly, there's a rumor that the iPhone may have a 3,000 milliamp battery. Yeah, we could only wish. The biggest battery an iPhone has ever had was the 6. As a matter of fact, they actually cut back on the battery size on the 6S. Granted, it ain't very much, but they still did. They backpedaled. So while I would love a 3,000 milliamp battery on an iPhone 7, I personally would believe the earphone jack went over the fucking battery one. That's just me. So I guess in closing, everyone calm down, smoke a cigarette, drink a cup of coffee, whatever you do to calm yourself down. You know, smoke a fat joint. I don't know. I don't do that shit, but maybe you do. It'll be all right. It'll be okay. Just take the rumors as what they are. They're rumors. No one's going to know the truth until they make the announcements. And, you know, but it still is fun to kind of watch them and see which ones do come true, which ones don't. Quite frankly, yeah, I'd be a little miffed to see the earphone jack go bye-bye, but folks, let's face it, if it does, and I'm not saying it will, times change, okay? Most people use Bluetooth headsets anyway. The only reason I wouldn't use a Bluetooth headset is in the case of, say, games, where you need that split-second reaction time, which, let's face it, Bluetooth does not have. So, okay, they get rid of it? Fine. Give me a set of earphones that connect via lightning? Okay, fine. Whatever. At the end of the day, folks, times change. And we just have to roll with the punches. But, folks, chill. Just chill. It'll be okay. Okay? The world's not going to end whether they do remove the jack or whether they don't. Let's just all get along, okay? And let's wait and see which rumors do come true. Have a good day, everyone.